أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا.
Have you not seen those who were told, restrain your hands and establish the prayer and pay the zakah? But when fighting was enjoined upon them, some of them feared men as one should fear Allah or even more and said, Our Lord, why have you ordained fighting for us? Why did you not grant us a little more respite? Say to them, There is little enjoyment in this world. The world to come is much better for the God-fearing, and you shall not be wronged, even to the extent of the husk of a date stone. And you shall not be wronged, even to the extent of the husk of a date stone. Were they to serve God's religion and spend their energy in that cause, they would surely be rewarded by Him.
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لِهَا أُولَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا.
Wherever you might be, death will overtake you, even though you be in massive towers. And when some good happens to them, they say, This is from Allah. Whereas, when some misfortune befalls them, they say, This is because of you. Say, All is from Allah. What has happened to these people that they seem to understand nothing?
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا.
Whatever good happens to you is from Allah. And whatever misfortune smites you is because of your own action. We have sent you to mankind, O Muhammad, as a messenger, and Allah is sufficient as a witness.
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا.
He who obeys the messenger, thereby obeys Allah. As for he who turns away, we have not sent you as a keeper over them.
وَيَقُولُونَ طَاعَةٌ فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّتَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
They say, In your presence, we obey. But when they leave your presence, a party of them meets by night to plan against what you have said. Allah takes note of all their plots. So let them alone and put your trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient as a guardian.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
Do they not ponder about the Quran? Had it been from any other than Allah, they would surely have found in it much inconsistency. They would surely have found in it much inconsistency. The Quran itself is a strong, persuasive testimony to its divine origin. It is inconceivable that any human being should compose discourses on different subjects under different circumstances and on different occasions, and the collection of those discourses should then grow into a coherent, homogeneous, and integrated work, no component of which is discordant with the rest. It is also inconceivable that such a work would be permeated throughout with a uniform outlook and attitude, a work manifesting remarkable consistency in the mood and spirit of its author, a work so perfect that it would never require any change or revision.
وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا.
Whenever they come upon any news bearing upon either security or causing consternation, they go about spreading it, whereas if they were to convey it either to the messenger or to those from among them entrusted with authority, it would come to the knowledge of those who are competent to investigate it. But for Allah's bounty and mercy upon you, weak as you were, all but a few of you would surely have followed Satan. It would come to the knowledge of those who are competent to investigate it. This was a period of turbulence and upheaval, and many rumors were rife in Medina. Occasionally, baseless and exaggerated reports circulated and seized the whole city and its outlying areas with alarm and consternation. At other times, some cunning enemy tried to conceal the dangers threatening the Muslims by spreading soothing reports. The common people were not aware of the far-reaching consequences of rumor-mongering. As soon as they heard something, they ran about spreading it everywhere. This rebuke is addressed to such people. They are warned against spreading rumors and are directed to convey every report they receive to responsible quarters.
فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ بَأْسًا وَأَشَدُّ تَنْكِيلًا.
So, O Messenger, fight in the way of Allah. You are responsible only for yourself. And rouse the believers to fight, for Allah may well curb the might of the unbelievers. Indeed, Allah is the strongest in power and the most terrible in chastisement.
مَن يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَن يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا.
He who intercedes in a good cause shall have a share in its good result, and he who intercedes in an evil cause shall have a share in its burden. Allah watches over everything.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
When you are greeted with a salutation, then return it with a better one, or at least the same. Surely, Allah takes good count of everything.
اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا.
There is no God but Allah. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection, the day regarding which there can be no doubt. Whose word can be truer than Allah's?